This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And welcome back, Hollywood Casino Press Box. Frank and Martin here till 12. Martin will have the coveted hour coming up at 12 o'clock. You have to go to Twitter right now. You can go to Frank_Cusimano if you want to actually see the picture, but it's on Joe Roderick's Twitter. He's the one. And John Marasek, it's spectacular. Congrats to Joe Roderick on winning hashtag Super Bowl 53 opening night. This pick with this shirt standing next to Kevin Demoff. I love St. Louis. It's Joe with Kevin Demoff. It's spectacular. He joins us now from Atlanta. Joe, any response from Kevin when he sees that big, beautiful T-shirt of yours?
He saw me walk up to him, and you know, Kevin knows who I am, and for the past couple years, I've seen him out and about at Super Bowls. It's funny. The first few years I went when the Rams were in St. Louis, Demoff was never around. He was never at any of the Super Bowls. The moment they moved to L.A., he starts popping up everywhere at all of these events and showing his face. It's funny how that works out. So there were two other reporters in front of me. One was Ben Volin out of Boston. I didn't see who the other one was. I just sat there and I waited and I waited. And I have a friend with me who's helping out. And I told her, I said, as I'm standing here, hey, you stand over there and you take some pictures and get some good pictures of me and Demoff just standing here like this. So once he was finished with the second reporter, he turned to me and goes, hey, hello, Joe. And we just started talking. He never acknowledged the shirt that I was wearing.
So what was the line? By the way, I like how he's bossing people around. I got my assistant. Take some pictures. Hey, honey, get some pictures, will you? What was the line of questioning, or what was the conversation like?
I started off, and I started recording with him, and he saw that I was recording. And I started asking, and it's all I haven't posted the audio from that yet. But I just started asking, you know, are the Rams in this game if you're in St. Louis? And I went one step further and I said, are you as aggressive going after moving up in the draft to get Goff? Do you actually fire Jeff Fisher if you're still in St. Louis? Does this chain of events happen? And he kind of gave me a, you know, response of, well, the core's there, and naming off Gurley and Donald and those guys. So he didn't really answer the question about Jared Goff or Sean McVay. He just kind of went about it saying that he still feels the team would have been successful had they been in St. Louis. And then it was at that point, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking of my next line of questioning, and I'm thinking, there is nothing more that I want to ask you that you are going to answer while I have a recording device in your face. Like, I'm not going to ask you how pissed Stan Kroenke is about the lawsuit. I'm not going to ask you questions about lying during the final years. You're not going to answer any of those. So I stopped recording, and I told him that. I said, Kevin, I said, everything I want to ask you, I go, you're not going to answer. And he goes, no, probably not. And I just kind of, I ran down a list, and he just said, no, no, no. And then it started to get, I mean, the whole process was awkward because he was standing there, and I'm reading his body language. He has his arms folded in front of him. He's kind of turning away from me. He did not want to be there next to me in that moment.
Well, the only thing missing is if you had only, I think, no offense, Joe, he's there. And in body language, Demoff makes Plowsy look like Lou Ferrigno, okay? He's a frail man. I wish you had presented him with one of those shirts and said, Kevin, I have a gift for you.
I have two of them. I had it. So John Marasek's wife made those shirts for me. We got one made in red or white and one made in black, and we weren't sure which one would show up better. I felt the black would show up better on media nights. So I do have a second shirt back at the house in white. So there, I could gift one to him if I wanted to.
Anybody else from St. Louis at the Super Bowl besides yourself?
So Ben Boyd always comes down here to take pictures of celebrities. I don't know how much work he actually does for Camel X. But wow, he sure does pose for a lot of pictures with the guests that I book.
That's fair.
And Howard Balzer will be here too. He was supposed to be there with me last night, but the new Alliance Football League actually brought him down to San Antonio 2 weeks ago to do some work for them in covering the launch of that league. So Howard should be, I think he landed about an hour ago, so I should be seeing Howard down on Radio Row soon.
Well, when the Alliance League pulls you away from the Super Bowl, you got to question your priorities. But whatever's paying the bills.
The way I put it to him, I said, Howard, I said, you know this league's not going to be around long. Any money that they want to give you, I said, you need to take it.
And your other question that got a little play there online, did you really ask Johnny Hecker if he missed Jeff Fisher?
Yes, that's available right now. I posted the audio for that. I'm posting everything. I don't know exactly where to look for it, but it's SoundCloud. That's where I'm posting all the audio. I put a link on the TMA fan page, so it's there. So with the Hecker interview, I threw him a few softballs. We talked about his time in St. Louis. And so I think it's being – I think the question or the tweets about the question are being a little bit, you know, misrepresented. I started off, I said to Johnny Hecker, I said, you got to play a lot more when Jeff Fisher was your head coach. I mean, think of how many three and outs they had under that Jeff Fisher offense. Johnny Hecker was punting 7-8 times a game. So I said, you got to play and punt a lot more when Jeff Fisher was the head coach. Do you miss him? And he kind of hesitated and he thought about it. And he said, I miss Jeff the person. I like Sean as my coach.
That's fair. But I like the twist there. Because of Fisher, the punter was in play a lot more. I think that's a unique take.
Yeah, and I felt like he would. I think Johnny understood what I was saying, too, because he kind of chuckled. And then he was trying to think of how to answer it without, you know, throwing Jeff Fisher under the bus, even though I feel like answering it saying I like Jeff the person doesn't really give you that kind of high praise you're hoping for as a head coach.
How about Radio Row? Any big celebrities? I know we're really early in the week. Who have you seen that's famous, or who will you see that's famous?
It's early in the week. I just saw Jerome Bettis walking around. I actually thought Chris Gardner was down here, but it turned out it was just Rob Ryan walking around. I'm going to try to find a way to sneak a picture, but they could be twins. They really could. I have Olympic swimmer Dara Torres coming up in a little bit. I have Evander Holyfield booked for later in the week. We always get Kurt on every year. We have Isaac Bruce on, Jack Youngblood, a few former Rams also will be stopping by. I think at the moment I have about 35, 40 guests booked for the week.
Now, are you doing a wrap-up show? Where can people, if they want to follow your content, Joe Roderick down there in Atlanta, Super Bowl 53, where can they grab all this content?
Like I said, I'm putting everything up on a SoundCloud page right now, but I do know that 590 will be running 5 hours of our interviews this weekend. It will be as I bring up the email here, letting me know exactly what times we will.
Yeah, oh yeah,
we'll
it's called Cocktails and Super Bowls. I think it's over the. I did see that note.
Hey, I can Facebook Live some stuff if you want to put a show like that on the air. That wouldn't be hard.
Now, if a guy named Enos happened to be at one of these big scrums, let's say towards the end of the week, do you think Joe and his recording device would approach Enos?
Yes. Yeah. I will go up and I would talk to him at some point. I do also, I need to see what time it is, but I do also plan on going to the Roger Goodell State of the NFL.
Okay. Now with Enos, if you would just say, yeah. Hey, I work with Frank Cusimano. Would you like to say anything to him? I would love to. Well, I told Frank I said hi. I mean, I bet you anything you get a decent response.
Kevin Demoff last night wanted me to make sure that, you know, I sent my best wishes back to everybody in St. Louis, if that means anything to you guys.
Except Martin.
Did he really say that?
He did. He said, tell everyone there, you know, I send my best wishes to them, and I hope everybody's doing well. So,
well, you can give them back to them. We don't need those.
Go up to them today. I'm going to hand this back. What are those? Those are your best wishes. They've been sent back.
Right. Hey, it looks like it'll be Saturday from 3 to 5. So Saturday from 3 to 5, and then on Sunday it looks like it'll be 2 hours before the Super Bowl. And then there's also another little block around 11 a.m. So the interviews will be all over the place. So if you're driving around the weekend, you turn it on, you'll hear the interviews. But I would say just go to the page. I've tweeted it out. So it's out there on Twitter, so you can see where all the interviews are as I just continue to post them up all week. And, Frank, by the way, how much of that pretzel have you eaten already?
Oh, we ate it all. Actually, I let everybody know at the station we have pretzels in the back. And if you don't think the dead come to life, you ought to see when food comes to Channel 5, man. We pounded that down really good.
They feed us well here too. So it's a frenzy to the media workroom when they bring the food out.
Well, you know what
it's
they say.
Nice, it's a real nice spread.
You can't have a Super Bowl without Joe Roderick.
That's right.
I hope I can send some good contact back for you guys.
Good stuff, Joe. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Joe Roderick, live from the Super Bowl. He does do a terrific job.
And the highlight of all of it is really because you know for that minute, 5 minutes, whatever it was, 10 minutes standing there, that you know it made Demoff uncomfortable.
Yes.
And that is the highlight. Whether he's going to say anything interesting or not, probably not. But the fact that he's probably feeling – he's kind of squirrely in general, but I bet he was feeling particularly squirrely with Joe Sandiner.
And you don't like to judge somebody based around the personality now, how they were in high school. I could see him – trying to ask out a date, him kind of shuffling.
It's hard
over
to ask out anybody on a date when you're shoved in the locker, right?
I mean, that's... he was beaten up as a kid. There's no doubt about it.
All right, non-Super Bowl related, Frank. The latest bracketology. Mm. Our buddy Joe Lunardi, friend of the show, friend of the A-10.
Fan of us, was it Sugar Fire? Is
yes.
that where they went
the St. Joe's basketball team. Frank, how many A-10 teams do you think Joe Lunardi has in his current edition of Bracketology?
Since you're asking, it's probably something really different, so I'll say one.
Two.
Okay. And it's not good.
It's not good. The
because one is VCU, an 11 seed in a play-in game, and then George Mason as a 15 seed.
Yeah. Well, that's why we just have to subscribe to what Bob Ramsey said. You got to win the tournament or you're not getting it.
Marquette's a 3 seed.
And Rambler was ahead of the curve on that.
Yeah, he was.
Before they lost the two in a row, he said, just win the conference tournament, which is doable. Winning the conference tournament is doable.
What if you were at 24 and you lose in the finals at the buzzer?
You had 24 wins, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think the committee would give him any favors. I don't see that happening.
Just got to start winning some games. Richmond tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Loyola, 14 seed, by the way. For keeping track on Porter Moser's club.
I watched that entire game on Sunday. They dismantled SIU by 25, and they looked like Loyola from the NCAA tournament. I mean, to skip passes, finding the open man, knocking down threes. That Cameron Krautwig, remember the 6'10 kid in the middle? He's gotten a lot better, too. So they're not only going to win that tournament, they're going to be dangerous if they get in the tournament in the NCAA.
And I think we've all kind of been waiting for them to hit their stride, had a rough non-conference. They got blown out like a week ago by Missouri.
70-35.
By Missouri State.
Yeah.
On the road. God bless Missouri State. But it was a just incredibly embarrassing score for Loyola. But I still believe, yes, that they'll be the ones that get it going.
All right. Let's see what else. Brian, we had a little business.
To see if you have any mortgage issues or want to take out a new loan or refinance it, call Ryan Kelly today, 314-71-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
We are doing a food picks today at a place right down the road that I think Plowsy has become a big fan of, Carl's Drive-In.
Now, the biggest surprise is it took this long for Frank to do one at Carl's Drive-In.
Big
that's
fan is
one
an
of your
understatement.
Favorite places.
Yeah,
it's a staple. It's I was taken there a couple years ago for the first time and absolutely fell in love with it. It's not just the food. It's made to order, but it's the ambiance, that old school diner that I didn't get to experience as a kid. I love that scene. So Carl's is one of my favorites.
Normally, I know Tom Stasiak gets to enjoy the fruits of Frank's labor for Frank's food picks. So KSDK gets a lot of benefit. I'm just saying, Frank, Carl's just down the road from the radio station. If you on the way back,
just feel really generous.
Feel like dropping off a burger or two.
Let's see, do I feel
no complaints?
Stasiak, my photographer, and Bill Bennett, my editor, are you guys who will be no good to me for the rest of the day?
You could just feed me. I'm not talking about Martin or Plowsy. They won't be here. If you want to feed me, there'll be no complaints.
What's the Plowsy order? Do you just get double cheese? What do you get when you sit there?
Double cheeseburger with bacon, get the fries, and just get a soda.
Do you get the root beer?
Of course.
Oh, gosh, the root beer's unbelievable.
Big barrel?
Not 200
absolutely.
Pounds.
The first thing you see when you walk in is that big barrel.
Frank's like, I am going to have a root beer, a double cheeseburger, and I'm going to wash it down with a Vicodin.
Actually, a triple cheese and an oxycodone, actually.
Good Lord.
Somebody had a really fun shot against you here, Martin. I got to read it.
We got to find
Frank's
it.
Like, yes. Frank's like, we're out of time, but wait a minute. There was somebody ripping Martin. We got time.
Okay, so you were talking about how you're using Kim's medicine. Geez, Martin, sounds like Roger Clemens right now, blaming the drugs on his wife.
That's right.
Painter guy.
It's true.
All right, we'll take a short one. The Coveted Hour coming up next.